The DIUX, the Defense Department's so-called Innovation Unit in Silicon Valley, is expanding to Austin, Texas, and other places. That's right from Secretary Ash Carter. Does that mean he's dissing the companies right here in the D.C. region? I discussed this with local venture capitalist Jonathan Aberman, chairman of Amplifier Ventures.
He announced about 2 weeks ago he was up in Boston, and as I've mentioned in another broadcast, the Pentagon had already decided to open up a material science consortium up there, which is the second consortium after the one they did around wearables in Silicon Valley. But what matters for our region, before we talk about the nation, what matters for our region is that in his remarks up in Boston, when Secretary Carter announced the expansion of the DIUX to Boston, he specifically called out the need for the Pentagon to be in other centers of innovation, as he described them. And the centers of innovation he identified were Boston and Silicon Valley and Austin, Texas, and Seattle, Washington. He did not mention Washington, D.C. in any way in his comments.
But in a sense, they're here already, right? I mean, they live here.
Well, that's the thing that I think many of us in the national security community are concerned about and should be, which is two things. First, DIUX is an acknowledgement that the existing infrastructure to provide innovations to national security agencies may not be providing them with everything they need. So if we in this region have an advantage, as we do, in supplying needs as currently described, a new activity that's looking in a different way may in fact be problematic. And which makes me think about the second point, which is if this effort in fact is designed to find innovation elsewhere, it's important to note again, it's the type of innovation they're looking for. Meaning they're looking for innovations that are created in small, agile teams. What people describe as startups, but not necessarily. You know, a startup is just a group of people trying to pursue a business. It's the idea that many of the national security challenges that our nation faces are really only addressable through small innovative teams. And that's what DIUX is trying to fulfill. It's the blind spot they're trying to fill, which, by the way, Tandem NSI, you know, my initiative that we've been working on with the agencies, it's the same thing. It's trying to fix this blind spot. The question, Tom, for the D.C. region is whether this additional line of inquiry will ultimately result in agile groups, of which there are many in D.C., not getting their fair share of opportunities to be involved in this new trend. And the reason why I care about that is I do believe, having been involved in technology for a long time, that innovation often does come in small agile teams. So if we have an effort that's focused on agile teams generally, that's great for the nation. But if it doesn't focus on agile teams here, and all it focuses on is the incumbents, we're going to miss out on a growing and important technology trend.
I heard an interview, and I forget who it was with, actually, but it described the Army as something big and monolithic and powerful, but unable to see what's right underneath it at its feet level. If you extend that to the size of the Pentagon, all these innovative, agile teams, they're all over the place, really. In fact, I heard of one, we have an interview coming up with one, that developed a kind of eye gear, a projectable eye gear that goes inside a diver's helmet, tethered divers, not a scuba diver, in the Navy, developed in the Navy, and they print it with 3D printing, and it solved a huge problem for divers working in dark, murky waters, which is most Navy diving operations. And it just happened locally, and they kept trying it, and the divers kept using it till they both decided, now we got it right.
See, that's exactly what I'm getting at. You know, look, it used to be, particularly after the Second World War, that we solved most of our national technology challenges through what people describe as big science. Tens of thousands of people coming together to solve a big problem, whether it was launching ICBMs over the North Pole, sending people to the moon, or curing cancer. That was the model of shared knowledge and the way big problems were solved. What we're now seeing is that the tools for solving problems are often now so widely available, we describe it in the technology industry as the democratization of innovation. The idea that two people and a bunch of Red Bull and a dog named Boo can come up with a new software company because the tools for creating software are so small. The same thing is true for drones now. You know, go on YouTube and search drones, and you'll see unbelievable things being done by hobbyists and small teams.
Yeah, the Marines are playing with a drone, testing it, that's handheld. It looks like a toy it is a toy helicopter. But apparently they think they can do something tactical with it.
They can. Listen, terrorists are using drones as a way to track our troops now, the drones that they're able to buy online. This is a big trend. But there's another part of this, Tom, that's really important, which is what we have seen over the last 20 years is that the tools of innovation have become more available. Every large organization, not just the Department of Defense, is trying to figure out how to be more innovative. Whether you go and you look at Nordstrom, or you look at Capital One, or you look at the Pentagon, everywhere you look, there are innovation labs being set up in large organizations or work being done to help create small, agile teams to solve big problems. It's a trend that is meaningful because it works.
We're speaking with Jonathan Apperman, chairman of Amplifier Ventures and of Tandem NSI. And so how can the local big companies that are in many ways unagile themselves maybe adapt to become more in line with what the Pentagon needs these days?
Well, I think that some of the larger government contractors are more actively embracing this agility concept than others. I'll call out Booz Allen, for example, for setting up their innovation lab downtown. I think they're doing some really interesting stuff. I've seen other government contractors doing similar type of things. I see different agencies looking to create an innovation labs. I think the answer, Tom, is it's ongoing. What's not happening as much as it should is we're not aggregating those activities into a common core where entrepreneurs and individuals who want to participate in it can go and find it in one place. You know, we talk sometimes about how our regionalism suffers by having three jurisdictions. I think in a lot of ways our region suffers more from an entrepreneurial perspective because we have too many groups to claim to speak for entrepreneurs. We're a town of trade associations. And I'll tell you what I'm seeing more and more is a grassroots effort, particularly a part of cybersecurity entrepreneurs. They're trying to cut through the silos and create organically a cross-regional organized approach so that they can share the best leads and the best opportunities. I think that's a growing trend.
And I want to get back to DIUX because that tries to, in some ways, capitalize on that trend, if not here, elsewhere. Mm-hmm. DIUX is a creature of the Pentagon policy people now and Ash Carter, but it doesn't really have a legal or congressional type of sponsor that I'm aware of. And so how can people that believe in it, say the career people, make sure that it survives to the next administration, regardless of who that might be?
Well, a lot of the work that I've done over the last 4 years with different people in the agencies lead me to believe that DIUX is the manifestation of a trend rather than a top-down programmatic approach. In other words, the desire to reach innovators is something that I have seen in many agencies that I've worked with over the last 4 years through my consulting business and Tandem. And those program managers and office directors are taking advantage of and using the FAR and OTAs in different innovative ways to solve problems that they have. And those problems aren't going to go away because whether it's making the government more efficient for our citizens or it's solving a national security challenge, there's a need for agility. So my message is whoever wins the election, it won't change the fundamentals that program managers and directors of programs need to find innovators. And now that the tools are available and now the tools have been shown to work, I think this is a trend that will continue whoever the president is.
Jonathan Apperman is chairman of Amplifier Ventures. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.